You are so encouraging. Thank you for that. And I just want to pause and welcome all of you at our different locations before we dive into the message. If you're new here, one church, multiple locations. So Kailua High School, Aloha, Correctional Center, all you ladies there, Hinamauka and Pearl, everybody here at Kaneohe. Kaneohe, everybody, huh? Love you guys here. Got a packed house here. Great to have you guys here. Now, one of the overarching themes you'll see when you read the Bible is that God wants a personal relationship with you. Now, in order for you to have a relationship with God, two things have to happen. One is there has to be communication from you to God, and then from God to you. Because for relationship to happen, you have to speak, and the other person has to speak back. And so our God is a communicating God because he wants to build a relationship with you. And Jesus describes this relationship that we get to have with God being so close that it's like a shepherd with his sheep. Take a look at these words of Jesus. It says, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep, which is referring to us, what do the sheep do? They listen to the voice of the shepherd. In other words, they listen to God. Now, I love this. Look at how personal God gets with you. He calls his own sheep by name. Hey, Dave, my son. Hey, Julie, my daughter. Calls them by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, watch this, he goes on ahead of them. So God will go ahead of you. In other words, he knows your life, and he'll go ahead, and then his sheep follow him. Now, say this with me out loud, everyone, because they know his voice. See, God wants a dynamic with you where your relationship with him is so close that when he speaks to you in the various ways he speaks, you know his voice like a sheep knows a shepherd. And so learning to discern the voice of God is so important because it is the solution to thousands of problems that you and I go through. It's also important to be able to tune into God's voice because then you can discover God's plans and purposes for your life, which will lead you to the most fulfillment that you can have in life. When you do what you were put here on earth to do, it's fulfilling. I'm not saying it's easy, but anything you do in life that is significant is going to be challenging, but it's very fulfilling. And so God's voice is amazing. And it's so important for us to hear. But aren't you glad that we serve a God who likes to speak? Can I get a good amen to that? God likes to speak. And so today we're launching this frequency series where over the next 5 weeks we're going to teach you and I how we can tune into God's voice. How can we hear him speak directly to us? What are the various frequencies that he speaks? The various ways, unique ways that he communicates directly to us. Now, I want to do an illustration to show you this. So at all of our locations, if you're able to, I want to ask you to stand right now and remain standing. So Kaneohe, go ahead and stand. All of our locations, just stand. This will be quick, don't worry. I want you to stand, if you're able, and remain standing. And I'll explain why here in just a moment. So all the theaters, go ahead and stand. Go ahead and wake up the person next to you that fell asleep already. All right. Now, in a moment, we're going to play a sound frequency through the speakers at all of our locations. And here's what I want you to do. If you hear the frequency, I want you to sit down. If you don't hear the frequency, I want you to remain standing. Okay? So again, if you hear the frequency that we're going to play, it's a sound that's going to play through the speakers in a few moments at all of our locations. If you hear that, I want you to sit down. And by the way, if you don't hear it, don't be like, well, I feel shame. I want to sit down. You don't know. Okay? Don't do that, okay? I want you, if you don't hear it, you just remain standing, okay? So we're about to play the sound. Again, if you hear it, sit. If you don't, just remain standing, okay? So sound team, please play the frequency. Okay, look around. You're gonna see people that are starting to sit down. Okay, that's right. Okay. All right. Isn't that interesting? Look around your location. You're gonna see some people who sat down, and you're gonna see choke people still standing. Okay. Now, I did not go to those who sat down before service and bribe them. Hey, sit down when I tell you, $20, all right? All right? I didn't do that. Those who sat down just heard what is called 16 kilohertz frequency sound. And that is basically the audio frequency of a mosquito. And so the reason why those of you who are standing didn't hear it is because you are old. aren't you glad you came to church to get encouraged today? All right. Yeah, now you can go ahead and be seated at all of our locations. Go ahead and sit down. And if it makes you feel any better, I have done this every service and I didn't hear anything. Okay? All right. So what just happened? Well, a 16 kilohertz frequency is a very high-pitched, piercing sound. Now, you notice that most of the people that sat down, do you notice? All the young people. Yeah. Right? Because every one of you at some point of your life could hear that frequency. But the older we get, our ears have this inability to tune into that frequency. And so a bunch of the young people are like, oh, yeah, I hear that. You're like, what? I don't hear nothing. And so, in fact, young people have really clued into this, and they've gotten, you know, pretty creative with this. And what a bunch of young people have done is they've taken the 16 and 17 kilohertz frequency, they've downloaded it into their phones, and because they know older people can't hear it, they've made it their ringtone in the classroom. So their friends can text them or call them, and they're like, yeah, and the teacher and everyone hear nothing. And the young people are like, oh, that's a good idea, Pastor. I think I'm going to write that one down right now. Praise the Lord. Great idea. Don't do that, all right? Don't do that. But what can we learn spiritually from this frequency illustration that we just experienced? Well, let's think about it. The sound frequency that we just played, a bunch of us couldn't hear it. And in a spiritual sense, that's what can happen to us when it comes to tuning into God's voice. Because here's the reality. Don't miss this. God speaks. We serve a God who loves to speak, but we don't always tune in to hear him speak. And we'll talk about some of the reasons we don't hear him speak today and in the weeks ahead. But more importantly, we're going to tune into how to hear him speak. Because our God is a speaking God. And sometimes we just don't tune into his voice. Now, one of the reasons we have a hard time hearing God and tuning in is sometimes we're just too busy. Like our lives are so busy. There's so much noise in our lives. I mean, think about it. When is your life really quiet? We always have the radio on. We have traffic noise. We have in the house, we have the TV on. It's like we're always having noise in our lives. And so it can be hard to tune into God with all of the busyness and noise in our lives. I've also noticed this. This is very important, especially those of you who've been a Christian for a long time. I've noticed that for those of us who've been a Christian for a long time, we can have a real tendency to dull our ears towards God. And we can kind of get this attitude like, oh, I've been there, done that. Like, do you remember what you were like when you were a brand new Christian and you were on fire? Remember when Sundays came around? You're like, oh, I cannot wait to go to church. Oh, yeah. Oh, cannot wait. You come in service, you sit there. Oh, what do you got for me, God? Yeah. Oh, that scripture's amazing. Now you come to church and you're like this. Recline. And so the temptation for those of us who've been following God for a long time is to kind of get this attitude of, I've been there, done that. I know that scripture. I've heard it 1,000 times. I don't need to hear it again. Yeah. And we can tune out to the amazing voice of God and what he has to say for us. So let me ask you a question. Okay, all of our locations, you don't have to answer this out loud, but just answer this honestly. When was the last time you heard God communicate to you? Think about that. When was the last time that God spoke to you in the various ways that he communicates to you? Some of you say, you know what, Dave, I heard God communicate to me this week. Others of you, you'd say, you know what, Dave, honestly, I'm not aware of any time that God has communicated to me. And if that's you, that's okay. Because all of us have had time in our lives where we're like, well, I didn't know God speaks. And we'll teach you how to tune into his voice. Others of you, you may say this. You say, you know what, Dave? I heard God speak in the past, but to be honest, man, I haven't heard him communicate to me in a long time. And so what we're going to do is we're going to look at a story in the Bible where an older gentleman once heard God, but then he was having a hard time hearing God. And in this passage, we're going to learn how we can tune in to hear God speak to us. And Galen, if you could work on that EQ, I'm just getting some reverb that's happening. It's probably from that frequency we were playing. So let's look at this passage in 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we're going to look at this example. Let me give you the context, okay? So there's this woman named Hannah, and she could not conceive. And so she begged God to be able to get pregnant by her husband, and God answered. And God blessed her with a boy named Samuel. And so Hannah dedicated Samuel back to the Lord. And so he served in the house of the Lord, the temple of God, and he was mentored by a prophet named Eli. Everybody say Eli. Very good. So scripture says during this time that God rarely spoke. And there were many reasons why. And in fact, scripture says that Samuel, this young boy, he did not know how to tune into God's voice yet. But you're going to see that was about to change. Now, as we jump into the story, most scholars believe that Samuel was about 12 years old. Okay, so I want you to picture this scene in your mind. Let's just make this 3D vivid and colorful in our minds. Here's the scene. One night, Samuel's lying down. He's in the house of the Lord, okay, where the ark of God was. And the Lord speaks to Samuel, and the Lord says, Samuel. Now, again, Samuel had never heard God speak, so he thinks Eli is calling him. So Samuel gets up, and he goes to Eli, and he says, here I am, you called me? And Eli's like, I never called you. Go lie down. Samuel goes, he lies down. Once again, the Lord speaks to him and says, Samuel. Samuel, again, doesn't know it's God's voice, doesn't know how to tune into his voice, so he gets up, he goes, he's like, here I am, you called me, Eli? Eli's like, boy, I never called you. Go lie down. Go to sleep. Samuel goes, he lays down, and what happens? The Lord does it again. The Lord goes, Samuel. Once again, Samuel gets up, goes to Eli. Now Eli's cluing in. Because Samuel goes, here I am, you called me. And Eli's like, no, I didn't call you. And he's like, oh. He's like, listen, here's what you need to do. He realized that the Lord was speaking to him. And he says this, I want you to go lie down, and I want you to say these words. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And that's where we jump into the scripture. So Samuel goes back into the room. Again, he's in the house of the Lord, and he does this. So Samuel went, lay down in his place. The Lord, I love this picture. Picture God doing this. The Lord came and stood there by Samuel. Isn't that awesome? God wants to do that. We'll literally come and stand by you, calling as he had at other times. Now the Lord says his name twice. Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said the words that Eli taught him to say. And Samuel says, speak, Lord, for your, say it with me. Your servant is listening. And the Lord said to Samuel, see, so now God's speaking. See, Samuel, I'm about to do something in Israel that'll make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. And God was basically, Samuel's tuning into God, and God says, I'm going to show you what it looks like to hear my voice. And from that moment on, Samuel heard God's voice over and over and over and over and over again throughout his life. And that's exactly what God wants to do in your life. He wants to teach you how to tune in to hear him speak. Now, there's some things that we learn in this text that can teach us how to tune in. And so I want to encourage you, get out your smartphones, open up your bulletin. If you have that, write these down, because these steps will teach you how to tune in to hear God speak directly to you. So if you're taking notes, write this down. If you're not taking notes, write this down, okay? Here it is. God speaks when we are, say it with me, when we are willing to obey. Notice the six-word prayer that Samuel spoke. It says, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Now, often as you read scripture, the Bible refers to Jesus as our Lord. So he's our master. We are his servant. So if the master says, do this, then we do that. We follow him. And so this is really important. If you want to hear God speak to you, you have to have a heart that's willing to do what he's about to say. And so you just say, speak, Lord, your servant who's willing to do what you're about to say is listening. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes we pray prayers like this, or instead of having a servant's heart, we pray like this, and we basically say, okay, God, speak to me and tell me what you want me to do, and then I'll think about it and consider it if I'm going to do it or not. But if that's our heart, we're not going to hear God speak as much. Think about it, parents. Would you tell your kids something even if they're not going to do it? If you're like, I know they're not going to do it. I mean, you might, but after, if you're God, you're like, you're not going to do it, so I'm not going to speak to you. So it's really important that we have a servant's heart. So here's what I want to encourage you to do, okay? This week, I want you to pray this six-word prayer. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And then do this. Stop talking and start listening. Now, one of the ways that God's going to speak to you is when you open up the Bible. This is so important. Don't miss this. The number one way you can tune into God is to read the words he's already written to you. See, God's word is God's voice speaking. And so I can't tell you how many times God will speak to you, thousands of times. This is why we always talk about read the Bible, because it's the number one way God will communicate to you. So you pray this prayer and then say, speak, Lord, and start reading. And you might have a scripture just leap off the page and encourage you or instruct you or guide you or direct you. Other times, God's not going to say anything right after you pray that, but he might speak to you a few hours later. He might speak through another believer. He might speak through a sermon. He might speak through a circumstance. He might speak to you a few days later after you pray this. But I guarantee you this, if you pray this prayer where you have a servant's heart, God will eventually speak, because we serve a God who loves to speak. And so this is the first step. And so here's the second step if you're taking notes, if you want to tune in to hear God speak. And here it is. God speaks as we get planted in the church. Okay, now think about it. When God spoke to Samuel, where was he? Well, it says Samuel was in the house of the Lord. He was in the temple of the day, which was the church of the day. And so God loves to speak to us when we are planted in the church. And so you coming here today, you walk through the doors of the church services, you are positioning yourself to tune in to hear God speak directly to you. Just as Samuel heard God because he was in the house of God, you can hear God because you are in the house of God. Now, consider this. Have you ever been sitting there in a church service and the sermon's happening, and you felt like that message was exactly, or a portion of the message was exactly what you needed to hear because of what you were going through? Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like the pastor was speaking like directly to you? I had a lady walk up to me after service a while ago. I'd never met her before. It was in the lobby here at Kaneohe. And she walks up to me like this. And she says this, "How did you know?" I was like, "I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you're referring to." She goes, "How did you know what I'm going through?" I was like, I don't know what you're going through. I didn't know this lady. I was like, I don't know what you're going through. She's like, no. I have come to this church the last six Sundays, every Sunday. Every single Sunday when I hear the message, you know exactly what I'm going through and exactly what I want to hear, even when I'm going through different things. I haven't told anybody. How do you know that? And I said, well, it's because I bugged your house and I've been going through your mail. And unfortunately, she didn't laugh like you did. She took me serious. She's like, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding. I didn't do that. I didn't bug your house. I haven't gone through your mail. I said, but here's what I do. I said, when I speak, when I'm putting together my sermons and writing them, all week I pray this prayer. Every time I speak, I pray this prayer. I say, God, you know the future, so you know who's going to be at New Hope this weekend. And so, Jesus, would you help me craft a message that speaks your words to your people? I said, so that's what I pray all week, that God would just give me insight to speak his words. And I said, so I don't know what you're going through, But I do know this, that God cares about what you're going through. He really cares. And tears just started to stream down her face. And I said, and I think what he's doing is because I pray that prayer, he's using a few of my feeble words, my measly words, and his spirit speaking to you to comfort you and guide you and direct you. I think you're hearing God through a few of the words being spoken. And then she said this, oh, that's weird. And I thought it was very weird too when I started going to church and I was like, how did this guy know I needed to hear this? And now here's where scripture talks about this. Paul was speaking, 1 Corinthians 2:13, and he says, we do not speak in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit as we explain spiritual truths. So God wants us to walk through the doors of church and get planted in his house because God will sometimes speak through preachers and pastors. God will speak through other believers. You can be talking in the lobby and God might use a few of those words to speak some encouragement to you or direction or guidance or wisdom. God will use many different ways to speak to us when he wants to. Sometimes God will speak to you during the message through a scripture or two. Sometimes God will use some of the words spoken in the sermon to speak to you. Sometimes, get this, God will take words not even spoken from the stage, but by the time you're sitting there, these words and thoughts come into your mind and it can be the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And so, and I'll give you some examples of that in the weeks ahead. Sometimes God will speak to you during the worship music. So the worship music is going on. Sometimes God will sit there and you'll sense his nearness, his presence, his peace. And he'll just whisper to you through that, I'm here. I'm with you. Yes, I am real. And God will say, I'm for you. I'm not against you. I'm going to help you get through what you're going through. I've sensed that over and over and over and over during worship. That is, by the way, why it's so important, if you can, get to church on time. So you don't miss that, because sometimes God will speak to you during the worship time. So it's so important to come to worship on time. Let me rewind that. It's so important to get to the worship service on time. Sometimes it's really important to come to church for worship service. Okay, you guys get the point. Because God will sometimes speak through that. Sometimes God will speak through a halal dance. So, you know, the halal's dancing. I can't tell you how many times people come up to me after a halal dance and they'll go, oh, Pastor, man, like that song just pierced my soul. And God spoke to me during that song. And I'm like, well, didn't he speak to you during my sermon? I'm just kidding. And so God will sometimes speak through that. Sometimes he'll speak to you during the prayer time. But here's my point, is that God wants us planted in his house because he loves to speak to us when we are connected to other believers. And so that's why it's so important. In fact, I've noticed this. The more I get around other Christians, the more God speaks to me. That's why, let me just say, it's so important. Oh, don't miss this. Those of you who are watching this service online around the world, we're so glad you're watching the service. And that's great. Keep doing that. But I would encourage you, if you're not connected and planted in a church, wherever you live, get connected in a church. Because there's a dynamic that happens when you get around a chunk of Christians and you sing songs to God that you will not experience in a room by yourself watching a service on an iPhone. There's a dynamic of hearing God that happens when two or more are gathered, Jesus says, there I am with you. When two or more Christians are gathered, Jesus goes, I'm here. And you will hear God speak more when you are coming to church. So those of you here in Hawaii, please fight the temptation that your spiritual enemy will work at you where he'll try to convince you that church is nice, but going to church isn't necessary. He will feed you that lie all the time. Oh, going to church, that's nice, but it's not necessary. It's absolutely necessary if you want to tune into God. God will refresh you. He'll fill you with his spirit. He'll do so much when we get around other Christians. And so I want to encourage you, get planted into God's church. If you aren't already planted in a church, We would love to have you here, but if this church doesn't fit you, there are a lot of great churches on this island, and I'd say just find one and get planted. Let your roots sink deep into that church. And when I say, like, come, like, don't just come on Sundays. Like, dive in. Let your roots sink deep and take your next spiritual step. So let me ask all of you, all of our locations, what's your next spiritual step to really get you planted in the church? So it's great you're coming here. Like, good job, you guys. But what's your next step? For some of you who began a relationship with God last week at our Easter services, I would encourage you to consider getting water baptized. You can see this here on May 19th at 2 p.m. We're going to be having our water baptism, and that's a great next step to be planted into God's house. But let me show you what Scripture says when you really get planted into God's house. Check this out. Psalm 92, 12 says this. Righteous people are like budding palm trees. They grow tall like the cedar trees of Lebanon. Watch this. They are, say it with me, planted in the house of the Lord. And when you're planted in the house of the Lord, watch this, then they grow strong there. When you're planted in the house. That's why God wants you to come to church. It's not so you check it off and go, well, I was a good Christian today. I went to church. He doesn't care about that. He wants to make you strong here when you're planted and connected to other Christians to help you, not just on Sundays, but throughout the week. That's why it's really helpful for you to not only be water baptized, but also join a small group if you're not already in one. Today, this week, we're launching our Frequency Small Groups, and we have a great resource that's free that you can pick up at guest services at your location, and it'll help you tune into hearing God's voice. It's a great resource. There's some awesome scriptures in there. And what a small group is where you meet with just a group of Christians during the week, or maybe it's your friends and family, and you follow this resource. Maybe you host a small group or you join one. If you don't want to host one, you join one. If you're open to hosting one, grab a few of your friends, get a few of these resources after service, you meet for an hour and a half, follow the instructions here, and I'm telling you, don't miss this. You will hear God speak to you more than you can imagine when you get connected into a small group. So this is God's brilliant, right? Can we all agree God is brilliant? Okay. So God's like, come to church, be planted on Sunday. And you're like, oh, I heard God today. Oh, yeah. Then during the week, he's like, get planted in a small group. Oh, I heard God again. Oh, yeah. You see that? Sometimes we just come to church on Sunday. It's like, I heard God Sunday. And then during the week, I'm not really hearing God much this week. And God says, walk through the doors of the small group, get around some other Christians, and I promise you, I will speak to you. It's not the only way God speaks, but it's super helpful. And here's what I tell people. Get planted in the church for 1 year. Like, planted. Dive in. And I'm telling you, if you do that, like, you walk through the service, church service doors regularly, and you get involved in a small group, and you read scripture verses daily, I'm telling you, a year from now, this is what you'll say. I've seen this happen to hundreds and hundreds of people. You will say this when you're really planted in the house of God. You'll say this. You go, you know what? I'm doing better than I was doing a year ago. You'll also say this. God has been communicating to me for sure. Wow. In amazing ways. And you know what? God has answered more of my prayers. He's like actually changed some circumstances in my life for the better. It's amazing. And you'll also say this. But there's some things he hasn't changed, and it's still really hard, but he's changing me, and he's strengthening me to get through this difficulty that I'm going through. Like, he is really with me. His power and his presence and peace has been helping me through some of these difficulties. Give God 1 year, I assure you, you'll be saying that. So, as we tune into hearing God, he will speak in various ways. Next Sunday, I'm going to talk about like different channels you can tune into and the really unique ways that God will communicate to you. I think you'll find it very helpful if you can make it. But I also want to say this, is that when you think God's going to speak to you, what do you think he's going to say to you? Like, do you ever feel like God's going to scold you? Is that just me? Is that just a pastor that feels that way sometimes? Sometimes people are like, I don't want to hear God's voice because he's going to like give me lickings, right? A lot of times we feel like God's so disappointed with us because we know, right, we fall short. Like, do you know that you fall short? Yeah, anybody's that? Am I the only one that knows I fall short? Okay. And so we know we fall short. And so sometimes we're like, oh, he's just going to be disappointed. I don't want to hear his voice. He'll always be correcting me. just like my father. You know? And I felt that way for years. I didn't want to hear God's voice. I thought, oh, he's just going to scold me again. And can I tell you? Don't miss this. If you struggle with negative thoughts and negative voices in your head, that is not the voice of God. Listen, Jesus didn't come to scold you. He came to save you. And he did not come to condemn you. He came to bring you life in abundance. And the God we serve, you know what his voice sounds like? God's voice is peace. God's voice is joy. God's voice is wisdom. God's voice is power. God's voice is hope to you. God's voice is life-giving. God's voice is truth. Yes, he will correct you sometimes. We call it conviction. But if all you hear are these negative, condemning voices, that is not the voice of God. Because God will sometimes correct you. But most of the time, he's going to do this. If you're taking notes, when God speaks to you, here's how God's going to speak and whisper to you. He's going to whisper to you. Say it with me. Words of encouragement. Oh, man. Our God loves to encourage. He loves to cheerlead. He loves it. I can't tell you how many times reading scriptures, God's just encouraging me through the struggles of life. I can't tell you how many times God will encourage you. His voice is a voice of encouragement. Not too long ago, I was in a small group, and I'll just be real honest with you. I had been just worried and stressed for quite a few days, some stresses in my life, and I felt the heaviness of it. I couldn't shake it, and so I kind of dragged myself into small group. Honestly, I didn't want to go, just being honest. Like, I'd rather watch Netflix. But I'm going to go group tonight, and so I remember I went to a group, and about 45 minutes into the small group, God spoke to me. And it wasn't an audible voice. In fact, God has never spoken to me audibly. But watch this. When you get to know the shepherd know his voice. So he spoke to me through some impressions in my mind, and I knew that it was his voice. And here's what he said to me. He said, son, don't you love that? Son. When God speaks to you, he says, son, or he says, daughter. And he says, you're worried because you don't think I'm going to provide for some of your needs in this area. You're worried about that. And then he said this. He said, I will not fail you in this area. I'm going to provide for what you're worrying about. So Dave, you don't need to be worrying anymore. And I was like, oh, man, did I need to hear that. So glad I came to small group tonight. And I'd been reading my Bible all week. Like, God speak to me. But God wanted me to get around some other Christians before he was going to speak that to me. Just reminding me, Dave, I speak through community when you're connected and planted in the house of God. And I tell you, immediately after he spoke those words, all of my worries just flushed out of me within 5 seconds. This weight was lifted off my shoulder, and all of a sudden I'm like, woohoo! He's got it. Now, this is the verse that he was highlighting to me. And I'm telling you, some of you have been worrying. And this verse, for some of you, God is speaking this directly to you right now in this service. Don't miss this. Here it is. It's Philippians 4:19. And this same God who takes care of me. Listen, God wants to take care of you. He cares what you're going through. Some of you feel like God does not care. Oh, he cares. And he went through so much suffering. He knows what it's like. God cares about what you're going through. He really cares. And this same God who takes care of me, watch this, will supply all your needs. God's telling you right now, I'm covering what you're worrying about. For some of you, whatever that need is, he's saying, I'm covering it. For some of you, you're worrying about getting your kids braces. How are we going to afford it? God's like, I got it. How are you going to make rent? I got it. How am I going to keep this job? I got it. How am I going to get through this? I'm so tired and fatigued. I got it. I'll supply you the strength you need, God is saying, to get through that. Where does this come from? From his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus, as I have relationship with him, as I tune into his voice, as I follow him, he promises to meet all my needs and your needs too. Can I get a good amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. And so be encouraged, some of you whom God was speaking that to. Now, God doesn't only speak words of encouragement, but sometimes he'll whisper to you words of warning. In fact, when God spoke to Samuel, he was actually warning what was going to happen to Eli, his mentor, to give him a heads up. And God will sometimes warn you to protect you and to prepare you for something that's coming. Now, Pastor Chris Hodges is going to share with us a little bit more about this. I heard this. I was like, oh, you got to hear some of it because this can relate to so many of us. So Pastor Chris is going to share, and then I'm going to come back up. So Pastor Chris from Church
of
the Highlands.
He would also whisper to you warnings.
Never heard him speak.
Warnings. This is a good one. Because the Bible, he would also whisper to you warnings. Warnings. This is a good one. Because the Bible didn't use this exact phrase, but it really, the principle of this phrase exists. But I'm gonna give you some Christianese. You'll hear Christians use this phrase. I don't even know where we originally got it, but they'll say, I got a check in my spirit. In other words, I was headed in one direction, and the Holy Spirit just basically said, I wouldn't do that if I was you. You better stop right there. He'll kind of give you don't go there. I'll show it to you in scripture. In Acts chapter 16, it says they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit, look at this, to preach. So you think, well, that couldn't be the Holy Spirit telling them not to go to that city to preach in Asia. But the Holy Spirit knew, hey, there's going to be people that are going to kill you. You don't want to go there. I know you think that's a good thing. Some of you need to hear this. I know you think it's a good thing, but it's not a good thing. And you don't need a pastor telling you that. The Holy Spirit will tell you. If you give him room to speak in your life, he'll tell you, you know what? I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there if I were you. In fact, after they had gone to another city, the Spirit did not permit them to go into that city. I mean, you want this dynamic playing out. I have it all the time. Usually, because I'm a very reactive kind of, you know, it's my personality. You have a personality like mine. You tend to react and kind of say right what you think. And sometimes it's just better to let those things process just a little bit. And I was at a doctor's office not too long ago, and I'm sitting there. I'm incognito. I don't have my glasses on. I got a ball cap on. I'm sitting over in a chair. I'm getting ready to get an MRI on my wrist that I broke three times when I was a kid, and it still bothers me. And anyway, so they were going to do an MRI, and there were two ladies over there talking about Church of the Highlands. And one of them was a member, and she was selling the church to her, like, oh, it's wonderful, and you ought to hear my pastor. Oh, it's so great. And I'm over there just, oh, this is so awesome. You know, I'm sitting in the corner just enjoying all this conversation. They're talking about God. And so I pick up my phone, and I decide to tweet it. So I figured out in the 140 characters to say something like, oh, I'm overhearing a conversation about how much these two ladies like Church of the Highlands. It made my day. Well, a pastor responded on Twitter. And I'm gonna tell you, I usually don't read those notifications, but I pushed on it, and this pastor said, yeah, they love the church, but do they love Jesus? Reply, okay. You wanna go there, big boy? All right, let's go. You know, so I'm thinking, come on, man. Come on. Really? Do you have to make a comment about everything? And I'm like, I had that typed out. I was in about character number 70 of 140. I mean, I was, come on, man. Are you really seriously? Come on. Just stop being so critical. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, delete all of that. Just don't do anything, you know, and like, So by the way, I clicked on the guy's profile. He was one of the ARC churches that we planted. I know. I thought, you got my money and my training and when did that? I'm about to take you out. So I had the ARC office call him and explain it to him just a little bit, you know. I said, don't tell him I saw it, but just tell him, you know, that ain't cool, you know, and you might want to not do it. Might not want to bite the hand that's feeding you right now, you know. So I didn't do anything, but I did block him. Come on, somebody, where y'all at? All right. Mute. Just put the mute on them, brother, so I ain't seeing you anymore. Literally, I would like to lead you into a dynamic that before every response to a tweet, every appointment, every decision, every place you go. I mean, literally at restaurants, offices, school. Lord, I'm stepping into a dynamic here, and I'm going to be sensitive to what you might say in the middle of it. I had several years ago, my family and I were at our favorite restaurant, P.F. Chang's. We call it Pff Chang's, all right, that's what we call it. And I'd offer to pay. Now there's 11 of us. There's five kids, three married, and a grandbaby, and one on the way. I mean, there's a brother, they can eat some food. Can I tell you that right now? I've discovered 11 times any restaurant is a lot of money. That's what I'm discovering now. So I don't offer to pay as much anymore. No. But we were at P.F. Chang's, and they were just, I mean, plate up to the mouth. They were pouring it in, and we weren't in a hurry, but we didn't have, on that particular day, they're normally incredible service. I think our server, somebody else didn't show up. You could just tell she had way too many tables, and people were getting demanding. I was watching the dynamic in the room, and people were holding their glass up, and you could see she was frantic, kind of trying to get everywhere, and she looked overwhelmed by it. And listen to me, before you think too much of me, I don't get it right like enough of the time. But on this day, I was tuned in. And so when she came by, I thought, you know what, I'm gonna be different. So when she came by, and I'm usually the guy like, what's up? You know, but I said, look, I know you got a lot of tables today. We're not in a hurry. Don't feel that way about us. We're good. She just looked at me like, well, nobody really says that ever. Okay, you know, and so she came back through. I thought I'd take it another level, you know, and I said, are you okay? And she looked like, well, nobody ever asked that either. I said, well, I'm a pastor in town. If you've got anything I could pray with you about, I'd be honored to pray with you. And a little tear popped out. Poof. She shoves it back in because it was the wrong place to go there, you know, and I said, she goes, just pray for me. I said, okay, I got you. Well, I'm committed now. I'm like, I'm in, right? And so I asked the Lord, I really felt in my spirit that I was supposed to give her a very generous gratuity. And I bounced it off Tammy. I want to make sure this is okay. Like, I think we're supposed to like give her like equal to the check kind of gratuity. And again, don't think too much of me. I don't normally get it. I just happened to listen that day. Tammy thinks, I think that's good. Chris, let's do it. And so she actually came back and said, oh, I think you made a mistake. I said, no, that's for you. And she says, I don't understand. And I said, I feel like God wanted me to bless you. I feel like God spoke to me and wanted me to bless you. She goes, you have no idea. And she walked away. And I don't know if she got saved. I didn't invite her to the church. I don't know if she ever came. That's not why I did it. I wanted her to know that God loves her. And I was walking out, I was thinking, you know, there's 7 billion people on the planet. And God had one little princess over there who needed to be touched by him. And he just needed somebody tuned in with ears on. And he found one of his handsome, strong servants of the Most High God who happened to be tuned in. And his work got done because I was listening. I remember how it made me feel. I was thinking, who else, Lord, would you have me touch today? Right, you know? Listen to me. Look over here. Look. Right here. Look. I want that dynamic for you. I want you to go through life, lunch, meetings, decisions. Lord, you got anything to say about this? I'm open to listen. And I'm eager to respond.
That's our prayer for you, that we be able to go throughout the day so tuned in to God's Holy Spirit that we could hear him throughout the day, that we could hear God through the week, that we're just tuned in to these words that bring life, this voice of encouragement, voice of direction, voice of peace, his voice of provision, his voice of hope, his voice of friendship, his voice of fatherhood to you, so that we get so close to him. That's our goal of this series, is that over the next 5 weeks, we just draw so close to God that the relationship is real. Like I'm closer to God. I'm hearing him. He's speaking. And it is life-giving to me. That's what God wants to do in your life over the next 5 weeks. Can you say amen to that? Amen. If you would bow your heads with me at all of our locations, I want us to just go before God right now and just be still and know that he is God. So if you wouldn't mind, just bow your heads with me and close your eyes and let's just go before this God that we serve who loves to speak. So let's pray. Jesus, thank you for this series. Thank you that you do speak and that you want a relationship with us. That's so awesome. And Lord, we know that for relationship to happen, we need to talk to you and we need to hear you talk to us. And so I just pray, Father, that you would help us to tune into your various frequencies in which you like to speak over the next 5 weeks. God, I pray that we would tune in and be able to say, yeah, God did speak to me. God did communicate to me. As your heads are bowed, for some of you, maybe you're having a hard time hearing God because there's some unconfessed sin in your life. The Bible does say that sin can cause our ears to be dull, or we can have a hard time tuning into God. If that's you, if you've got some sin, you might want to just, in your mind right now, just say this to God. God knows your thoughts, the Bible says. Just say this in your mind. Just say, Jesus, please forgive me for how I've sinned against you. Just say that. To get right with him. The Bible also says that God is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our unrighteousness when we confess our sins. So God has forgiven you of everything. So no shame. Your relationship can be made right with him again. Now, Jesus, we know that when our hearts are willing to obey, that you speak more. And so everybody at all of our locations, I want you to just pray this prayer in your mind right now, if you're willing. Pray this prayer. Just say this, he'll hear you. Just say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. And over this next week, watch. He's going to communicate to you. Father, I pray you'd help us to have ears to hear the various ways you're going to answer that prayer. As we've prayed with hearts that are willing to obey. And Jesus, we've been reminded that you love to speak to us when we're planted in the church. I pray for everybody here that you would guide them in their next spiritual step to sink their roots deep into the heart of this house of yours, the house of God. Jesus, just steer them. For some, it's a small group. For others, it's serving in a ministry. God, get us into your scriptures daily. That is the number one way you speak to us. Whatever next step, water, baptism, God, just guide them as they commit to being planted in your house, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for what you do when we stay committed, how we will flourish and be fruitful. With everybody's heads bowed, if you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, that is the first step to tuning into God's voice. I'm going to lead us all in a prayer, and if you've never begun a relationship with Jesus, pray this prayer with us out loud, and God will actually forgive you of all your sins, which is so cool as he's forgiven us. And he'll also put his spirit in you so that you can hear him speak to you more. And his spirit will do so much. It'll strengthen you, guide you, speak to you, and do so many more things. So if you'd like to begin a relationship with Jesus, say these words with me. And church family, let's all pray this prayer together. Just say, Jesus Christ, I turn from my sins and I turn to you. Forgive me of all my sins. Fill me with your spirit. Be my Lord and Savior. Speak to me. Your servant is listening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's congratulate those who prayed that prayer. Congratulations. Awesome. Two things real quick. If you prayed that prayer, we have a gift for you at our guest services. It's our Next Step packet. You can pick that up if you'd like. Second thing I want to say is, you know, the week after Easter, it's really common in churches nationwide for people to skip church the week after Easter. But guess what? That wasn't you today. You walked through the doors of the church. You were planted in God's house today. Give yourselves a round of applause. because God is so pleased with you for doing that. Good job, good job. And again, next week, I'll talk about the various ways that you can tune into God and the unique ways that He'll speak to you. I hope you can make that. So God bless you guys. Thanks for being so great. Have a wonderful week as you tune into God's voice.